Sorry about that. I'm back for part two.
Detour forward.
So, I got home and I'm like, I was half tempted to rant about it because, you know, really. Shit, there's someone up to my right. I get really self conscious about talking at the phone in public like that because. But, I'm like, why would you. I'm sitting there thinking, why would you leave your dog out there? Somebody could have taken her. She could have walked off into the street and got hit by a car. I know you're in the house, but it's not watching her. It's not being a responsible pet owner. You can leave your dog outside, but put her on a leash. Give me 2 seconds. I'll be back in a minute. So I'm back. But that's the only time this ever happened. Unless you count the time where the owner was outside mowing the lawn and the dog walked up to me, but at least they were outside. You know, so that was kind of annoying. And cute at the same time. I could tell, it felt like Labrador fur, so I'm like, freaking this dog is. She was cute. No scary dog encounters like that. Hold on. So I was playing in traffic later, and doing stuff at the library. Nothing much else going on today. Deep drift forward. Got my Starbucks fixed yesterday, so I don't have to do that again. And everything is good. So enjoying a nice walk. So, not much else to ramble about right now. I think it's approaching 7 o'clock. And we're coming up to a busy intersection. So I'm going to end it here, and I will talk to you guys later.